Yesterday, then, I brought you the news that Rishi Sunak's comments on the pro-Palestine protest in London. The Prime Minister said that chanting jihad is a threat to British democracy. And with incredible timing, ISIS bride Shamima Begum has today started her bid to overturn the decision to revoke her British citizenship. Begum travelled to Syria in 2015 at the age of 15, where, amongst other things, she sewed ISIS bombers into suicide vests. Now, her legal team, who are working pro bono, by the way, say the decision to strip her of her British citizenship was unlawful. I'm joined now, firstly, by the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett. Stephen, thank you very, very much. Do you think that she should come back? I mean, legally, does the government have a leg to stand on here?
So, what we need to do is to separate out what we mean by when we say she should come back. Because a lot of people have taken a moral or political position that she should come back. And actually, the law is in a bit of a mess on this. I think it's pretty fair to say that. This is another area of law that has been thrown into a bit of chaos, a lot like the climate protesting was, by the fact that the Human Rights Act has imposed a second legal system on top of our already existing legal system and caused a bit of chaos. So the law is uncertain. It's gone to the Court of Appeal, which will clarify it. It will then hopefully, this issue, that doesn't have to be Shamima, but this issue will at some point go to the Supreme Court, and then we'll all know what the rules are. Once we know what the rules are, the important thing is that they are applied every time in a consistent way to every case. Because the people who morally want Shamima Begum returned or politically want her returned, they let their emotions get heightened and they call almost for the law to bend the law. You can't bend law, you can only break it. Mm. And that's a very important principle. Once these rules are known and clear, they should be applied in every single case in a consistent way, because that's what the rule of law is. And it's more important than one person.
Stephen, just quickly, if I may, because I'm going to talk to a chap shortly who actually made a series about Shamima Begum, so he's met her and he's got their kind of personal views on it. I come to you for the law, right? And the KC that is defending her in this is, I understand it, doing it pro bono. So the cab rank rule doesn't apply here. They've not been forced into it. They're doing it of their own volition. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, it's something that lawyers do a lot. They are entitled to do it. Like anything, it's important that it's done for the right reasons. And with my fellow barristers, we have seen instances now, and I think it's fair to say, I mean, it's a political statement, but very sadly, we have seen instances where they've allowed their personal feelings to get in the way. So we had one barrister who did something very, very wrong with a court judgment that barristers are simply not supposed to do. I'm sure that in this instance, we're not necessarily approaching that barrier, but it's one to be very, very aware of. There are limits on barristers and what we do and how actively political we can be and how we can allow our own personal morality to influence our cases. Now, the other side of this, the immigration lawyers and the public lawyers have a very rightful criticism of me. They can very rightfully turn around and say, oh, Stephen's a commercial lawyer. There's no emotion in his cases. You know, it's very easy for him to sit there and tell us all how we should be. And because of the type of law I do, that is largely a fair criticism. But it's still important that we all remember that barristers have a special position in our society. We are at the apex of the legal system. We are representative of justice, and we must control our own emotions and our own politics.
Stephen, thank you very, very much. Stephen Barrett there, who is, of course, a barrister and writer. I'll be returning like